From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It's too early to estimate the effect on the Ecom lumber operation in Timmins following a fire that started early this morning. The company's director of communications and public affairs, Jean Brodeur, says it was confined to the planing section. 30 of the more than 100 employees work there, but no one was in the building at the time. The sawmill was shut down for the day for the safety of firefighters and mill workers. Ecom's already planning mitigation to ensure the least effect on production and deliveries. Brodeur says it's too early to talk about layoffs.
We just want to assess that, then talk to the employees. We'll see what we do first, and then we'll talk with them. But no, it's too early for us to think about potential layoffs or not.
Firefighters battled flames and frigid weather. Fire Chief Tom Logren points out that water and minus 35 don't mix. The federal government has invoked the Emergency Act to deal with the anti-COVID-19 mandate protest in Ottawa and blockades at border crossings. The act has never been used before. It doesn't mean civil liberties will be suspended, nor will the military be called in. Instead, Prime Minister Trudeau says it will enable the RCMP to enforce bylaws and provincial laws, including towing vehicles that are blocking roads. It also gives the federal government the power to ban public gatherings in specific areas. The use of the Emergency Act will be time limited. The hospitality and retail sectors are probably most relieved that easing COVID-19 restrictions is being fast-tracked to this Thursday by the provincial government. Timmins Chamber of Commerce Senior Policy Advisor Cameron Grant says those sectors have been hardest hit by the pandemic, so increasing capacities in restaurants, for instance, is welcome news. Mandatory mask wearing remains, but Grant says as long as we support local businesses and vote with our dollars in Timmins, it's no big deal.
Masking is certainly something that we know that will continue to mitigate the spread and keep our businesses open and viable. And so, you know what, if that's what needs to continue for now, then that's what we should do.
Grant calls fast tracking a confidence booster and light at the end of the tunnel. Finally, this afternoon, we're still in 1976 for our local history feature, and one more look at the celebration surrounding Kathy Kreiner's Olympic gold medal win in giant slalom skiing. Museum director curator Karen Bachman says Kathy and her sister Lori received bags and bags of cards and letters of congratulations from across the country. Some of them are in the permanent collection at the museum.
And they're just a hoot to read. Cards from Newfoundland and kids in Saskatchewan and all kinds of things, all kinds of cards and good wishes and those kinds of wonderful things for Kathy.
Because of next Monday's Family Day holiday, our next local history feature will be on Tuesday. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.